Sprayer application technology is rapidly changing, and how can you, as an applicator, not have the latest knowledge or techniques for applying these herbicides properly?
Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Wallace, Sherman, and Cheyenne Counties. And I think that you guys as applicators need to have your latest technology and information that's out there, and that's why I've scheduled the K-State Sprayer Technology Workshop. We're holding two of these in Northwest Kansas, but our local one is being held in Bird City on March 22nd. So our speaker for this school is Bob Wolf. So Bob is a retired from K-State. He's a sprayer application technology specialist and now does quite a bit of private consulting. And so we've kind of eased him back out of retirement and back into Northwest Kansas to host a sprayer school for us. So I kind of had him go through what our goals were for what we're going to learn for this 3-hour workshop on March 22nd. We're going to talk about what your goal for application is, application inefficiencies and how we address those, basic calibration and nozzle selection. He's also going to bring a spray table so we can have a demonstration of different nozzle types for applying crop protection products. We're going to go over the latest technology, PWM, direct injection, Yield 360 undercover, and even some discussion on clean out of the sprayer. Finally, he's going to talk about staying on target. So we're going to talk about how do we minimize drift. This will include a discussion of label specified requirements for nozzles, PSI, spray volume, speed, and boom height for safe and efficient applications on herbicide tolerant crops. And as you can guess, we'll be discussing some dicamba, 2,4-D, Liberty Link, and even some non-tolerant crops. So we've got a lot to address in 3 hours, so it's going to be an action-packed kind of afternoon. This is happening again on March 22nd. The cost for attending this school is $30, and that's a little different than what we've done in the past, but we have some fees wrapped up to get Bob here to discuss with us. We also have some funding coming from some local sources. That includes the Bird City Century 2 Foundation, and CPS Bird City is also being one of our sponsors. For this school, but the cost for you to attend is $30. You can register online at the K-State Sunflower District Extension our website, and that is www.sunflower.ksu.edu/agronomy. Also, you can stop in one of your local extension offices and they can also help you get registered to attend this school. Or you can give me a call or drop me an email and I'll be happy to help you get registered here for this. So our local school is happening on March 22nd at Bird City. The other thing I forgot to tell you is that we're going to have some limited seating on this. So we're going to have maximum number of participants is going to be 30. That way you guys who are attending have a real chance to have some hands-on experience and work through some of the things that are going on. So $30 for you to attend, and there will be 30 seats for the people who want to attend this school. So if you have any questions, please feel free to get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk-Jones. You can get a hold of me on the experiment station in Colby, or in one of the local K-State Sunflower District Extension offices. Always make sure you follow me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy and on Twitter at Crops with Jeannie.